A couple dozen Pennsylvania school districts use a technology to monitor students' online behavior. Privacy and technology experts say that leads to unintended harm. WHYY's Emily Rizzo reports the Bucks School District is one of the latest to test it out, with the goal of preventing mental health crises, violence, and bullying.
The company's pitch to schools is, when the district's eyes close, Go Guardian still watches. Here's the company's demo video.
Go Guardian Beacon operates continuously at the browser level to detect warning signs wherever the student is, whether they're searching the web.
Central Bucks says it will start a free trial of Go Guardian Beacon. The software scans everything students do online, on search engines, social media, emails, chats, apps, and more. Students in two schools will be monitored 24 hours a day for the rest of the school year. Kevin Dorsey is a representative for the software company. He's presenting to the Central Bucks School Board at a March meeting.
What are they looking at? Where are they going? We're going to be able to provide insights into...
He says the technology finds students who are silently suffering. Schools across the state have poured money into surveillance. 32 Pennsylvania districts use Go Guardian, and at least 10,000 districts throughout the United States. Here's how it could work. The machine flags a student who is looking for resources about suicide. Depending on how districts customize the response process, the software may alert staff, administrators, parents, or law enforcement. That could save a student's life. Companies have shared anecdotal evidence and their own data on the benefits of this kind of software. But experts like Elizabeth Laird of the Center for Democracy and Technology point out that outside research has not verified the company's claims.
There is no independent evidence that any of these tools do what they say they do.
And Laird says there can be negative consequences. Once students learn they are being surveilled, they are less likely to freely express themselves and to look for mental health resources. So Laird says schools should ask themselves, are the potential benefits worth the risk?
I would ask, does the very use of this tool undermine our mission of creating an environment in which students feel comfortable expressing themselves, they feel comfortable, you know, making mistakes, which is how we all learn, or does this actually make our jobs harder and actually limit our ability to educate students in the way that they deserve?
Experts say monitoring students leads to discipline more than safety, especially since districts often send alerts to law enforcement. And research shows parents are often unaware districts are surveilling their children like this. Advocates say these issues disproportionately impact marginalized and low-income students because they are more likely to use district computers at home. Another potential side effect: surveillance software has unintentionally outed LGBTQ students to adults. That can detrimentally impact their mental health, especially in schools where they don't feel accepted. Marginalized students are already vulnerable in Central Bucks. The ACLU of Pennsylvania alleges the district is hostile for LGBTQ youth in particular. Central Bucks Director of Pupil Services, Alyssa Martin, says they want to identify students experiencing mental health issues and to meet their needs.
Before something in terms of a crisis event occurs.
But the ACLU claims the district has been aware of bullying against LGBTQ students for years and has never adequately responded. Experts suggest schools ensure there's a robust response process in place involving school psychologists and social workers before they monitor students. Here's Gata Makushi of the ACLU in Pittsburgh.
What does the data and the evidence actually show us works? So it doesn't matter how much surveillance or AI you have, nothing is going to protect students or staff if you're not putting in the work to make a healthy, safe, and supportive environment.
After the free trial, if the district thinks the software is worth purchasing, it would cost about $114,000 for a year. Emily Rizzo, WHYY News.